Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 288 for Tuesday, March 1st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market chalked up more losses Tuesday as some early speculative selling took values below major chart support into new territory. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 lower, with the May contract checking in at $446.70 a ton. That's down $3. Losses in soybeans and the vegetable oil market were also bearish for canola. The new support point for canola's May contract is around $440 per ton. The Canadian dollar was also sharply higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which traditionally makes it more difficult for Canadian exporters to find customers. The South American harvest is slightly ahead of schedule, which was bearish for canola. On the other side, strength in global stock markets helped to limit the losses, while farmer selling was sluggish. Ideas that the market was oversold at the end of today's session prompted some traders to buy back positions and help take the market off of its lows. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all lower. Corn was down a cent, with the most active May contract sitting at $3.56 per bushel. Technical buying was a feature of the day and helped to support nearby contracts. The more deferred positions felt pressure by uncertain demand. There are ideas China may begin selling more of its huge corn stockpile to fill some of its country's needs, which was bearish for the market. Soybeans were down 3 cents, with the May contract checking in at $8.57 a bushel. Soybeans are at their lowest level in 3 months. Sluggish demand and the advancing South American harvest are the main reasons why. Brazil's crop in particular is a worry, as yields are better than expected. On the positive side, the USDA reports that exporters sold 140,000 tons to an unknown buyer. Biodiesel production numbers in the U.S. were less than expected. Wheat was 7 cents lower, with the May contract at $4.46 a bushel. Stockpiles of U.S. wheat are becoming more and more abundant, and that has been very bearish and difficult for the market to overcome. The USDA's recent projection that U.S. stockpiles of wheat will hit a 29-year high has been extremely difficult for the market. Wheat will likely work itself lower until it hits a point where values are considered a deal you can't pass up. Funds are extremely short in the market right now. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.